Hello, I hope you're having a great week so far. I'm starting my Monday morning off with, well, not starting it off because it's not that early. It's probably around 10 and I'm doing my orange juice and coconut water and cream of tartar and salt drink mixture, which is very good for giving energy. And also the cream of tartar is good for potassium and lots of minerals and nutrients in this little drink. And I want to thank Kim for sending me a package. She sent me all kinds of vintage style goodies, including two of these glass jars, and we love them. They are the cutest drinking cups. So thank you so much, Kim. Today I want to share on the art of being neighborly, because that is something that we are still very much growing in. And last December, we had a conviction that our prayer for this year was going to be to learn to be neighborly. And we prayed and asked God to help us be better at being neighborly this year, because Scott and I, we can tend to just be happy in our own little home, doing our own little thing. And we know that God made us to live in community. And I think the older you get, for us anyways, the older that we've gotten, the more homebodies we have become. It's funny, with both of us, we look at when we were single and we were both very much socialites going out. I think a lot of times I look back at my younger self and I think that I knew that that is a way of meeting people, was going out. And when you're single, I think it's really wise to meet as many people as possible, because you never know how God is going to use circumstances or people to possibly meet your future husband. I do think that I was super social as a single person because I was really wanting to be married, and that's a way of meeting someone. Fast forward, last December, we decided we're going to start asking God to help us be better at being neighborly. We knew that this was an area, and still know this is an area that we need to grow in. So I thought I'd share a little bit of our journey, and maybe if this is something that you feel compelled to pray and ask God to help you with. And it's been really cool to see how He's done it. So we started our year in South Africa. We left right after Christmas to go to South Africa, spend 6 weeks with Scott's family. And we have a house there as well. And so we stayed at our house and we started praying and asking God to help us be better at being neighborly. And what's wonderful about where Scott lives in South Africa, it's a very small town, it's in a valley, it's a touristy area, and it's where Scott grew up. So he knows a lot of people there because it is a small town type of feel. And so everywhere we go, we see someone that he knows or that I know, because we've been there plenty of times to where now I've made friends there. And it was so cool, the 6 weeks that we were there, nearly every day an opportunity presented itself for us to be neighborly. We were invited over into people's homes. And that's something I really love about South Africa, is the coffee and tea culture. It's very casual. People will just ask you, hey, do you want to come over for a cup of tea? Which is awesome, because there's not a huge time commitment involved. Whereas when you invite someone over for a meal, you know it's going to be an all evening thing or lunch all afternoon. But if you invite someone over for tea or coffee, if the conversation's going really well, they'll offer you another cup of tea or coffee. Or if it's just like a quick thing, you can still be neighborly and meet with someone, but it is just over a cup of tea and coffee. And I love that culture there so much. I wish that was normal here, to just go and have tea or coffee with each other. But that's very much the culture there. And so the entire time we were there, we were always going and seeing people, hanging out with family, friends, neighbors, all types of people, to the point where at some points I was like, I'm exhausted. I just want to be at our house. And I had to remind myself that this is what we prayed for. We asked God to help us be neighborly. And sometimes that means getting out of my comfort zone and being neighborly. And often when I do that, it ends up being a great time. It's just in my mind, I think it's going to be long or tiresome, but it's usually not. It was great with South Africa because we had 6 weeks there. Our mindset was, we're only here for 6 weeks. So we can be extra extroverted during this time. And so then transition back to our life here in America, and then how does that play out with being neighborly? And it's really interesting how very practical that can be with just your neighbors. So we live in a rural, I don't know how to describe this because we're close to lots of things, but where we live is actually down in the holler. It feels very rural where we are. And so there's no sidewalks. It's not like a suburban neighborhood. It is country roads. And often in our neighborhood, a lot of people don't live on the road. We live in the woods. So a lot of people, their driveways go back into the woods. And so we found it very hard to meet a lot of our neighbors because there's just not a lot of ways to meet people here. Except for the one neighbor who I hit his mailbox last year. That was an opportunity. That was Scott seeing the bright side out of something that was so upsetting to me. It's actually an embarrassing story. I had an appointment very early in the morning. It was dark and rainy, and I quickly made sausages for us, and then I didn't have time to eat them, so I took them with me, and literally, I left the house. I'm driving down the road, I bit into the sausage, and you know what happens when you bite into sausage. The grease just splatters everywhere. It splattered all over and onto my shirt. I looked down, and for that split second of looking down, my tire went off the road, and then I couldn't get it back up over the lip of the pavement. And so I just kept going, and then I hit this guy's mailbox. It was traumatic, it was fine, no one got hurt, just the front end of our car, which we got fixed. But that ended up being an opportunity for Scott to then go talk to the neighbor, replace his mailbox, and that's how we met him. So you never know how you might end up meeting your neighbors. But that was last year. So that was really our only neighbor that we met. We met the neighbor next to us, and he ended up passing away last year. And then our other neighbors that we have is how we bought our house, and we're friends with them. We know them very well. But as far as everyone else, it's been really hard to even get to know people in our area. And so, of course, we're praying for neighborliness, learning how to be neighborly and meet people. This year has been so cool how God has used, of all things, our garden. So we have a sweet, very nice old gentleman who, he actually lives a little bit further down the road, but his family owned this whole area, and that's part of his heritage. It was his family's land, and of course they had to end up selling it all off, but he still comes down, parks, and walks on the road with his dog. And we've gotten to know him so good. He was, when we were first starting our garden this season, would walk past. And I will say, it's been really fun with how God has used our garden, because I love privacy. If I could have my garden in the backyard, off the road, where no one could see it, that is what I would prefer. I even remember when we were deciding to have this house, I didn't love that our garden was going to be next to the road. It's not a hugely busy road at all, so that's good. But still, I just didn't like that. And I've come to learn that God has used this garden as a way for us to meet so many people. Because one, we would never, if I could be in my backyard all the time, that's where I would be. But because we're out in the garden, I think our neighbors feel like they've gotten to know us. And then also there's a talking point. So many people have drove by and stopped and talked to us because of our garden. And then we're like, what's your name? And so we end up having these long chats with, I cannot count how many people in our area because of our garden. And there's two different families that walk their dogs. And the one I was the guy I just mentioned, the older gentleman, and when he was walking his dog this spring, he was very concerned about us not tilling our garden. And so he's like, I have a tiller, you can borrow it, I'm happy to bring it down to you. And we were like, no, we're doing the no-dig thing, we've done this before, trust the process. And he ended up then later coming back and saying, I've grown too many of these German queen tomato plants. They are seeds that my brother's always kept, and he's now gone to be with the Lord, but I still grow them every year. Would you like a few of these plants? And I was like, well, if you don't think you're going to use them, I would love them. So he brought over, I think, 6 or 7 of these tomato plants. So we dedicated a whole row to his plants, and they are huge and prolific. And he actually was walking his dog just the other day, and so we had him come into the garden and show him the tomatoes that he gave us, and I mean, they're massive. I'm actually gonna show you how big these are. These are the tomatoes, huge tomatoes. So we got to show him all of these and talk with him, and it has just been so fun to be able to meet people. And it was, when we prayed and asked God to help us be neighborly, we never thought it would be through the garden. And I was just thinking the other day, of course it would be through the garden. That is where everything started, was with God in the garden with Adam and Eve, communing with Adam and Eve. So why wouldn't he use the garden to answer our prayers? So it's been really fun, and we're still growing in this. I don't consider myself the most gifted when it comes to hospitality. It makes me nervous hosting people. I can tend to get stressed out about making meals for people, and that is my hesitancy to having people come over, is because I just get so stressed out about it. So that is still something that I am working through and growing in and praying and asking the Lord to give me bravery with. But my whole encouragement with this video is, what does it look like in your life to pray for opportunities to be neighborly, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's out of your comfort zone, to obey when those opportunities present themselves, and to ask God to help you? What does it look like for you and your circumstances and your situation and your unique place? How would neighborliness look for you? And see how God directs your steps and answers your prayer. I know that a lot of homemakers, they have messaged me, or I shouldn't say a lot, I've had several people message me about dealing with loneliness as a homemaker. So I think I'm gonna do a follow-up video about that topic on its own. But I think all of us can grow in loving our neighbors, learning how to be neighborly. I think our modern world, we're very isolated. It's easy to be in our own little spaces. It's actually, for me, it's more comfortable to be in my own little space than it is to open yourself up to get to know the people around you. And it could be people from your church, that's neighborliness. It could be your next door neighbors. When we prayed and asked God to help us be neighborly, I didn't actually think that there was going to be any way for us to meet a lot of our neighbors because of the context of where we live. It's just everyone lives on their own private properties and you don't get out much. But us being at the corner of two roads has ended up being a way of a lot of people getting to know us, which is so encouraging. It's so nice to live in an area where you have contacts with so many people. You know so many people. People are looking out for your place. I think that's how community is supposed to be, even if it is just waving at each other. Scott's really good at waving at people, and I am like, let's just pretend that no one's driving by and I'm just in my own little world. So that's been another thing for me, is getting out of my comfort zone and waving at all the people that drive past our garden as they're slowing down to look at the garden, and take it as a compliment that they're slowing down and looking at the garden, and just giving them a friendly wave. I hope that this encourages you in some way. It's still a growing process for me, but I thought I would share with you how God has already directed our steps in so many ways with learning the art of being neighborly. And I know that there is so much more that I can grow in this area. But I hope this video encourages you to pray for opportunities to be neighborly and see how God directs your steps, because it's going to be unique for each of us, and it's always fun to see how he does it. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you. If you like today's episode, please consider leaving a rating and review. It is very helpful, and I hope that you enjoy your day. God bless you.